Welcome to this week's Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. Brent Gloy is with us. He's co-owner of Ag Economic Insights and one of the blog authors at ageconomist.com. So, Brent, let's dive into this week's blog. You're talking about what's happening with debt, and it looks like the farm sector debt continues higher. Give us the latest.
Yeah, Joe, it's time to take a look and see what was going on. And we have data from the Economic Research Service, which collects farm-level debt. And what you see is that when you adjust debt levels for inflation, so take out the impact of inflation, debt is total farm sector debt is getting pretty darn close to its peak. So if we go back all the way, I think it was about 1981 when total debt maxed out. And if we were to continue at the same rate we've been adding, which is about 3% a year, we'll exceed that peak in just a couple years.
And it looks like real estate debt is kind of leading the way?
Yeah. So one of the things that's happening is that when you look at that, they classify two types of debt, debt secured by real estate, and then that's not secured by other things. It's, for equipment and operating loans and all that kind of stuff. And when you look at that, the real growth has come in real estate debt. It's actually increased pretty rapidly here as of late. So I think one of the things that's happening is that, lenders and farmers are switching more of their debt over and securing it with real estate. So that has really, really gone up. In fact, it hasn't really declined since about 2009. So we've seen increases about 5% a year for the last 7 or 8 years. So that's really, really been increasing a lot.
And you've also got a good graphic on the blog at ageconomist.com on annual percentage change in total debt. Talk about that graphic.
Yeah, what you see when you look at kind of how debt behaves over time is you see really long periods where it kind of steadily increases and then a few periods where it declines. But total debt, hasn't really decreased in the United States since about 2012. Before that, we had decreases in 2000 and 2004, and then to see another decrease, you had to go all the way back into the early 90s. So, we've had a long period here where debt levels have continued to rise in the farm sector.
Well, wrap it up for us. What do producers out there need to know about debt and keeping it under control?
Yeah, I think that's one of the things we really want to pay attention to is we're looking at the sector level debt, and it's kind of important to remember that, this is an individual level decision, and everybody's in different positions. But we want to kind of keep track of that. And if it's been growing really rapidly, I think it's time to really take a hard look at that and be aware of it. And obviously, really try and match that up with the cash flow generation on the farm. If we're in a position where debt's growing faster than our ability to generate cash to service that debt, then it's something we really want to take a look at to change.
Brent Gloy from ageconomist.com, one of the co-owners of Ag Economic Insights, talking about debt this week on their blog. Go to ageconomist.com for more, or you can hear this podcast again on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.